Now, we turn to matters planning and planning for the development of the county, the shape of the county, as referenced in our last piece with Dr. Colm O'Doherty in terms of the preliminary figures of the census. But in recent months, the Kerry County Council has produced the county development plan, the new county development plan that will set out development and nurture growth for the good of the county between now and 2028. Well, that's the aim of the plan anyway. But the county development plan, well, it's not found favour with the Office of the Planning Regulator. They're saying that the new county development plan undermines the council's ability to contribute to national targets for renewable energy. It's critical of Kerry County Council's stance on turf cutting. And just to clarify what that stance is, Kerry County Council is to emphasise the council's support for continued cutting and distribution of turf in the new county, in the county development plan, and in relation to turf used for the purpose of home heating. And also the OPR, that is the office, the planning regulator, is also the council's decision to omit areas to be considered for wind farm development. Critical of this, one of the amendments made by the council was that North Kerry would no longer be open to consideration, while Kilgarvan would be considered as an alternative for wind farm development in the county. To get a reaction to this, I am joined this morning from North Kerry, from the Listowel Municipal District, Fine Gael Councillor Aoife Thornton, and by south of the county, Councillor Johnny Healy-Ray. Good morning to you both. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Tessa.
Good morning.
I'll start with you, Aoife Thornton, as a Fine Gael Councillor. Your party is in government. The government has stressed the fact we are in a climate crisis. It's not a question of if, it is when, that if we don't make radical changes, and this planet will be is already in serious trouble, and yet this county development plan blithely ignores the science, and according to the Office of the Planning Regulator, is almost cocking a snook to the science in terms of saying, well, we support turf cutting, and we also want to restrict wind farm development when such energy is vital.
Good morning, Kerstin. Good morning to your listeners, and good morning to Councillor Healy-Ray. The report is issued from the OPR in relation to our material alterations to the draft county development plan, and it's about 20 pages long. So within that, there are three recommendations, and the one that you're asking me about there is in relation to wind. Initially, when the OPR made recommendations at the start of this process, I think it started around March 21, it said our policy in relation to wind could have the potential to significantly and unreasonably limit wind energy development, even though at this point in time, Kerry has 364 wind turbines, and if you go along, just as a comparison very quickly with some other counties, Galway has between 150 and 200, Clare and Limerick 100 to 150, Waterford, Wicklow and a lot of the East Coast between 0 and 50. And then if you go on just what we're outputting, Kerry is 741.5 megawatts per square kilometre. If you go down again, Limerick 215, Waterford 59, Wicklow 67. My question, or what I would say to the regulator, is on behalf of our constituents, we have to look at proportionality here. We are leading out in the country. We are very much at the forefront in Europe. And we cannot keep, you know, being flogged to output more when there are so many other counties in this country that have a far, far, far smaller output than we do. You know, that we're not talking about just, you know, a little bit less. This is a lot less throughout the country. You know, our neighbouring counties and counties throughout the Western Seaboard and the Eastern Seaboard. So I don't believe that we've done anything wrong here. I think that it is why it got consensus across all members of Kerry County Council. we have to look at proportionality. We have to look at what's on the ground already. We have to look at the fact that we have the largest output. And where does this all stop? I was looking at the other submissions or recommendations that have been sent to other local authorities. And in my view, the OPR is not being tough enough on those that aren't, haven't got an output anywhere near ours. And I don't see why comments such as that we're significantly and unreasonably limiting wind energy. We are not. We've got massive output, and it's significantly more than many, many others, double and treble it. And why should we be asked to output much, much more instead of looking at what all the others are doing? So I stand by what we've done. There are options there within the legislation that we can do that. It does go back to the Office of the Planning Regulator, and I think the CEE has an obligation to notify the OPR within 5 days of the plan being made, and then it's back to the Minister. But, you know, Eamon Ryan was very much reminded the last day in committee that the guidelines that are outstanding for many years in relation to wind energy are still not coming down from government. So how can a minister turn around and tell us what to do in relation to wind energy when they have failed to issue these guidelines, which provide the foundation and the baseline to indicate how these things should be done? How can they do that? I wouldn't think that would be right.
But when you're
view on it is that we stand with our position.
Okay, but when you say that other counties don't have the same amount of wind farms as compared to Kerry, but we need to look at geography. I mean, Kerry is the fifth largest county in the country in terms of geographical size. I mean, if you're going to compare it to, say, Louth, which is the smallest county, obviously, you know, the potential for wind farm development is a lot greater in Kerry compared to most other counties.
The counties that I'm comparing it with are those that are well capable. You know, if you look at Clare and Limerick, there's between 100 and 150. Galway, 150 to 200. Again, we're at 364. If you look at the eastern seaboard, they're between 0 and 50. Waterford, Wicklow. I mean, I know there's lots of determining factors here, such as, you know, wind speeds and location. It's not all, you know, it's not all about just this county or that county. We accept that. And we have had such an intensive amount of development in North Kerry. And obviously it has caused, I mean, I can't emphasise heavily enough how significant today our landscape and our people have been affected. It's not just, you know, the landscape, it's our people as well. Like, we have families and friends that don't talk anymore. Our communities have been really fractured and ripped apart. This is not an exaggeration. This is an absolute statement of fact. Our communities can't withstand anymore. So, like,
you're saying this is because it's so controversial when there's an application for a wind farm development in North Kerry, and there's a perception that North Kerry has had too many of these developments, and that people who have submitted the application or supportive of such an application, that there are results in rifts between communities.
Well, there are two things there. Firstly, my own personal view is I'm not against wind turbines, and I'm certainly not against renewable energy. I am all for it. But if you look at the output, and the output is significantly from the north of the country, we are certainly doing our bit. And why would you question us, and why would you make a statement that we're significantly and unreasonably limiting? If we were, like, we're going to continue with this output at the level we have with the turbines we have.
But you said this is causing you said it's causing rifts within communities.
Absolutely.
Because some people are supportive and others aren't. Is that the reason for the rift?
Part of that is because of the intensive development. This is development on top of development on top of it's not, you know, it's not just one off or two or three developments. This is many developments coming into our communities. And that is really, and in places that I would say are no longer appropriate for these types of developments at the height they're at the intensity that they're coming in at, you know. So I think there are many different factors here. number one is our output is significant. It's the highest in Ireland. It's leading in Europe. And why are we being asked to do so much more again? We have to look at the proportionality for our constituents on the ground of what we have. Who knows, you know, what's going to happen in 10 or 20 years' time with all of these type of developments. They're not small. They're massive in scale. And we have to look at, in my view, look, we have to look at proportionality.
And briefly, Aoife, we've got a comment in. I understand there's a development proposed for Balnagair up in North Kerry. And someone was wondering, do you have a position on that?
Yes, I do. I made a submission on it and I'm against it.
Okay. Next, we're joined on the line by Councillor Johnny Healy-Ray. Good morning to you, Johnny. Thanks for joining us. Aoife, I presume you would echo a lot of what Aoife has said in relation to her response to the criticism from the Office of the Planning Regulator, which has been highly critical of the Kerry County Development Plan's stance or policy position on wind farm development. Kilgarvan is being considered as an alternative for wind farm development. Moving on to, if there's anything you'd like to add there, you might say something briefly, but just moving on about the whole issue about turf cutting, and I should say that the County Development Plan, I would imagine this position on turf cutting certainly comes from councillors. They emphasised, you emphasised support for continued cutting and distribution of turf in the County Development Plan. Now, the Office of the Planning Regulator says, again, this is totally against any plans or any attempts to address the climate crisis problem.
Yeah, well, good morning, Tessa, and good morning, Aoife. Look, briefly about the wind farms, what Aoife has said is exactly correct. We are playing our part when it comes to wind energy, and it should be remembered that while wind energy is a green energy and it's very welcome, it's not bulletproof. You do need an alternative because the days that the wind is not blowing are not suitable and not providing enough electricity. We have to have an alternative. So while the wind energy has a part to play, it's not the complete answer to supplying power and keep your country going into the future. And when we say about North Kerry and when we say about places like Kilgarvan and that, Kilgarvan has the biggest wind farm in the south of Ireland. It was built in 2018, about 38 huge turbines, with little or no objections because it's in a suitable place. And I think what councillors were trying to achieve is there is parts of the county where it's suitable for wind turbines, where they don't affect people's home, where they don't where they don't have a shadow flicker, where they're not down on top of them, where they're a distance away, and normally where they're higher up, and we have that topography here in Kilgarvan, where we've mountains up towards the top of Coomanee and Shees, and they seem to have no effect because they're a long way away from houses, and there's a part of that now left open to consideration, as opposed to maybe low-lying, flat-lying land in the north of the county where it can have a greater effect on people.
And do you think, Johnny, though, that councillors in supporting these positions in the County Development Plan, you've taken the popular decision, but it's not the right decision?
No, well, all I'd say to that, Tessa, is, look, that's an opinion, and I would disagree with it very much so, because, number one, the county development plans that have been done down through the years, we never had a planning regulator. Up until 2019, the last county development plan, there was no planning regulator involved. There's 33 councillors elected to this county, and their job is, or they're charged with, one of their key functions every year is the budget, but the other big function that a councillor has is farming and shaping the county development plan. And surely be to God, one of their jobs then is to listen to the people that they're representing. And when you have a planning regulator, or a minister for that matter, and Aoife said it there, when it comes to the national policy to do with wind turbines, we're waiting years for it, so sides of their mouths. But when you have a planning regulator making submissions to our county development plan,
That's their job. It is
their job, but you must also remember that the most powerful unelected official in this country now, as far as I can see, the Planning Regulator's Office, because they have a direct line to the Minister and they're elected nowhere, or they're not answerable to the people. And we are living in a democracy. And when they make submissions, to do with people like one-off houses on their land, maybe whether a son or a daughter or a niece or a nephew want to build a house and continue family in rural Ireland, and whether they want to drive them in and droves into towns and villages where there is no sewage plant in the mushroom, there not adequate water, or there's not availability of houses, or if we're talking about houses in the likes of Killarney or Tralee, they're at exorbitant prices, and it's not practical. And I do feel there's a complete lack of understanding when it comes to a rural way of life, and talking about the turf cutting. And I was at the meeting in Killarney the last night, where Minister Eamon Ryan was, and I was at the meeting in Tralee on Friday where Minister Eamon Ryan is. And to be honest, we're worlds apart. While I admire him for coming down, but
the Office of the Planning Regulation, the office would say we're here to be detached, to be objective. We're looking at the science here, and when councillors make a strong commitment to allow turf cutting for those using fuel to heat their homes, they're saying, with very valid reasons and very scientific reasons and very sound scientific reasons, they're saying this could endanger protected peatlands. When we're in a climate crisis, the bodies like the Office of the Planning Regulator, and you point out that they are unelected, but in a sense, is that not a good thing, because they are not beholden to populist positions?
No, well, that's to make little of the 900 and something councillors that are in this country to say that they only hold a populist decision at all time. I honestly believe, out of all 33 councillors, that everyone wants to do what's best for our county, keep young people living in our county, keep our schools open, and to stay living our lives like we always have done. And the people of this county never set out to hurt anyone. And when we talk about climate change and when we talk about cutting turf, the argument is absolutely ridiculous, because if someone was able to actually tell us this minute that if we stop cutting every sod of turf, the bit of turf that people are cutting to keep themselves warm, something has to replace it. So at the moment it's either electricity or oil, and we're being told that we're facing maybe an energy shortage in both those things facing into this winter. But if someone was able to say, if every man, woman and child in Kerry will stop cutting turf, he'll do an awful lot to cure the climate change. But the reality is we will not. The countries like Germany have gone back to mining coal now to keep their countries going because of what have happened with Russia and the Ukraine. And we have a minister here trying to stop people where they've cut turf down through the generations for to keep themselves warm when they had no other choice and no other alternative. And the one thing I would say to the likes of the Green Party is that the cause of a way more turf being cut this year because of the regulations they're trying to bring in. There's fellas gone back cutting turf this year that didn't cut it with 20 years because they've the people frightened that they'd lose their right or lose what the people before them always done. And I do not think or believe that the bit of turf that's been cut around in my constituents anywhere, all of Kerry, is going to cure the environment if we stop it in the morning. That's nonsense. What we must do is try and bring people with us, give them alternatives. The amount of people that are cutting turf now is minimal, but to be fair, like I've said, there's more this year because people are afraid. And I remember my own grandfather, he always cut turf, and he used to give a couple of bags to our nearest neighbour, Maykwill, an elderly woman that had no one with her, or no one belonged to her own. And to think that a minister or a government, they're so far removed from reality that they're trying to stop people doing that. A house on their own land.
And I think if the minister was there saying that far from being removed from reality, they are trying to confront the reality of the climate crisis the world is in.
Just the last point I'd make to it,
Tracy. While
the planning regulator has been in court with Cork County Council, lost his case, very likely to go to court with Dublin County Council, and from my read of it, will lose his case. So the planning regulator is not always right, and it should also be outlined in the court case with Cork City Council. It was highlighted to the planning regulator, while a local authority have to take cognizance of what the minister's recommendations are, they do not have to take him on board completely. So in other words, the planning regulator is not almighty either. He can make a mistake as well, and has done. So all we're trying to say is the 33 councillors, we're doing our very best to form the plan for the next 5 or 6 years for this county, and we're doing it with the best intent in the world for to keep people living and working in rural Ireland. And we don't want mass immigration that we had again in 2009 and 10 and 11, where we had a job for no one. And when you You know, have to leave it there.
Johnny, thank you. No, thank you for your time, Johnny. Councillor Johnny Healy-Ray, Independent Councillor with Kerry County Council, and Fine Gael Councillor Aoife Thornton, giving their response to the Office of the Planning Regulator, which criticised amendments made to the draft Kerry County Development Plan, saying it undermined the planning authority's ability to contribute to national targets for renewable energy, in particular in relation to wind farms, and County Councillors' stance on turf cutting.